Was it totally horrible that I found Riker's rage so enjoyable? Yes, yes it was. But you know, the mate bond is such a big B, but you have to live with it. I sat in amazement as his power engulfed the whole room, the dark, glittery form writhing around his body. I relaxed deeper into the couch and watched silently as Riker's black form disappeared a moment before reappearing behind the other outline of the Potato Man. "He was totally holding back on our fight," Ray pouted. I chuckled quietly. "Then I guess we'll have a rematch soon," I said. I watched as the Potato Man was lifted in the air and thrown across the room, over my head, and crashing into the wall. Riker hadn't let up, however, as he appeared beside him in a flash. The walls shook as Riker lifted him up and slammed him against it, his arm outstretched, while his hand seemed to be clamped around his throat. I heard Potato Man's choked gasps, and his hands scrambled to unwrap Riker's fingers. I knew it would be impossible to do so. "Kai, do something!" Brad's voice said through Mind Link. I turned my head to give him a pouting look. "Aw, but it's so fun. Come on, you have to admit that he was asking for it." "Even so, if Riker kills him, Thomas's pack will be even more vulnerable from losing its alpha." I couldn't argue, so I sighed and got up slowly. "I hate it when you're right." Sighing again, I strode over to where the two men quarreled. The man was now on the ground while Riker stood over him, his black power now pushing down onto Potato Man. I guess who was named Thomas. Before I interrupted, however, I studied the way Riker's power grew, filling the whole room with its intensity. "Kai!" I must have been standing there a bit too long as Brad warned me again. "All right, I'm going." I walked over and stood beside Riker without touching him. "Come on, babe, we all know you're livid and you want to kill the man, but let's try and let your anger out in a more productive way." He ignored me. "Excuse me?" "King, come on, put the man down," I said again, trying to be soothing.
"Kai, stay out of it,"
he growled back at me.
"No, no, no, no. Did he just growl at us?"
"Yes, and we're going to deal with that later, but right now, let's just ignore it."
"I know, but dang it, he's lucky he's my mate,"
I muttered before finally laying a hand on his shoulder. Just as I did, Potato Man had to open his fat mouth once again.
"Why don't you listen to your little mate, King?"
I facepalmed. He was really asking to die, wasn't he? Riker made a move to do something, but I wrapped my arms around his torso.
"Whoa there, hotshot. Let's just let the Potato Man go and talk like civilized people. Sound good?"
I patted his chest while I hugged his back. His muscles were coiled tight underneath my hands, and I could sense his anger waning.
"Don't worry, King."
I leaned over Riker's side while unwrapping my arms and threw a punch at Potato Man's face. My fist made contact, and that shut him up. Riker still had a grip on his throat, but not as tight as he was able to breathe more easily.
"Look, Potato Man, I would really suggest that you shut your mouth."
I reached up and gripped Riker's hand that was around his throat, gently unwrapping his fingers. I managed to get Potato Man out of Riker's death grip before he fell to the ground, his back sliding down the wall. I interlaced hands with Riker and pulled him away.
"Well, that was close. Maybe you'll learn your lesson to shut up next time."